Ben Sherratt returning here tonight. What do you expect from a guy like him having an opportunity to start this game with Myers?
I guess what we had seen when he came in and played with Dustin Byfuglien, kind of similar circumstances, came in really new to the NHL and played big minutes and played very well. So he has that in his memory bank, and that's what we're hoping for here tonight, that he comes in and I think Tyler's a pretty easy defenseman to read off and play. He moves the puck well and breaks the team out of the D-zone wall. So similar in what they're both capable of doing, partners for Ben, and he can play a simple, hard game.
Any reminders you give to him or just play your game?
Well, we talk to him all the time. You know, standard. He's been in every meeting throughout the injury, so he's right in tune with what we're doing.
How was Enstrom this morning?
Yeah, where he was yesterday, so we'll kind of monitor him day by day here, and as soon as he feels strong enough, we'll get him back on the ice and practice and see how he feels.
And Len Little was
good, yep.
Well, just in general, getting this road trip underway against obviously a team that you've seen a lot this year.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like a road trip. You know, it feels like a bunch of individual games in different cities, so good mood. Guys are excited. It's going to be a real hard-fought, very, very intense physical game, the battle for the puck. Both teams will play that. It's going to be a quickness at the end, how many pucks you can get to the net. They're not easy to do that. We try to play that tight game, so it'll be a battle to get the pucks to the net tonight.
Your focus is on your own team, but just describe the impact that Dubnyk has had.
Well, Dubnyk in overall health, you know, they had a lot of guys beat up on their back end like we did early in the year, and the mumps and all the things that they went through. So, but that confidence, and you see it in a goaltender. I think his rebound control has been really good for him, and something that the major difference in the past, maybe not as quite as much movement in his game. And but they were built to play, you know, when, I think in front of a guy like that, real strong defensive structure. They don't ask too much of their goaltender. Just be square and control the rebounds.
Obviously, getting the 2 points is the most important thing against Vancouver. But what did it do for this group, or how much did you need it mentally from a confidence standpoint as well?
Well, it would certainly change the environment that we'd be in. But you lose a couple tight games like that. Being able to win a tight game, even though it was 5-4, it was really important for the team, so that we can come in here feeling good about our last outing, and we're going to need that confidence.
How far do you think your defensive structure has come? You know, at the start of the year, you talked about it was all compete, but you know, you've worked so hard
We're much better at it. You always can tell on the bench by how quickly the players, what they're saying during plays when there's a breakdown, whether they know what's happening. We tested a little bit, I think, with the Rangers' speed, but Chicago's motion, Minnesota, Vancouver as well, and you'll see that this is as active up ice as a group with Dumba in the lineup now. He's involved in a lot, but Spurgeon always was, Scandella always was, you know, very, very active off the rush. So our last three teams, I think, at least have given us, our structure has been decent, but there's more going on out there now than a simple north-south game.
Encouraged them by how far it's come?
Over the course of the year, sure. Got work to do, but yeah.
Well, do you sense, I know you kind of have to live in the moment, but when you can see the finish line, does that change the pressure of the week?
I think it makes it easier to get really focused on this game. You're not, you know, 10, 12 games, there's who knows what can happen. So many different factors, and when those variables start to disappear and it's just you got to win the games you play, I think it gets easier to focus.